It's the football. It's actually some of the X's and O's, and it's much more on the coordinator level than it is on the head coaching level. He is a confident, nice, smart, mature guy who is, he commands a room, players listen to him, he sets a tone, he sets a winning culture. I'm not worried about any of that. I'm just worried about X's and O's, and does he have the right people in the right spots doing the right things at the right times?
Yeah, but you're right. And some of the stuff that he does, I think that are valuable to be a head coach, and I don't think it's easy to find. Like, the people skills aspect of it is difficult. And I don't mean dealing with us, although that's a plus. I mean dealing with the guys that are inside of his locker room. He seems to be able to command a locker room, keep control of a locker room, and have those guys genuinely like and respect him.
Yep.
Those are things that are hard. Like,
I agree.
That's a hard thing to do, especially for a guy that didn't play at that level. He played at a high level, but not at that level.
Yeah, I'm not dismissing any of it as unimportant. It's just, it's very strange to have that guy. I mean, we're not saying this after the fact just because he's won so much. I mean, you really see the way he goes about his business and the fact that he's not a meathead. He's not one of these totally football-y tough guy meatheads, and maybe that endears him to me just because of my perception and what I find a lot more palatable in that regard. But if he can just tighten up the football stuff, you know, I think that head coach is already there. I want to mention we have some breaking news here. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. That according to Shams Charania, the Toronto Raptors will begin the 2020-21 NBA season playing in Tampa, Florida.
Yes! That
Masai Ujiri has just put out a statement. You have the Tampa Raptors because they have been denied the ability to play in Canada. They don't want them there because it's not healthy. So
yeah, and you don't, and maybe not they don't want them there, but they don't want everyone else in,
right?
And there's the visa issues that have to go on and all of that stuff, so they have to go down to Tampa Bay and play down there, or the center of the sports universe
right
now.
What a season for Tampa sports. They win the Stanley Cup. The baseball team has a fantastic year, and man, this is now they've got an NBA team.
So, if you were the Raptors, because you worked inside of CBA and what was it, USBL? Is that where else you worked?
GBA, baby, Global Basketball
GBA,
Association.
Sorry about the GBA. If you were the Raptors, would you create Tampa themed jerseys for the season to sell?
I might think of doing a temporary name. I mean, maybe
that's what
maybe,
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, not just jerseys, but you become the Tampa Tropics or something, or you do a one off just like these minor league baseball teams. Yeah, if you know it's going to likely just be this year, and you talk about a unique souvenir, you can. I was there that year that they played here, kind of thing. Hell yeah, I'd think about it.
Yeah, get Jackie Moon out there, man, and do some marketing with the. I like the Tampa Tropics is actually perfect, Dan. Like, that's good stuff right
yeah,
there. You could have a lot of fun with that.
Or if you want to keep it dinosaur focused, you could be the Tampa Triceratops. You could be the Tampa T-Rexes. You know, you could do something one-off and try to stay on theme a little bit if you wanted to even keep it dinosaur. But absolutely, when in doubt, have fun with it. Lean into it.
This is quite the year for Tampa, because if things hold, they will also have the Super Bowl there, and it's possible that their team could be playing in the Super Bowl there.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's
World
wild.
Series appearance, Stanley Cup, team that's probably the best in the NFC right now, and now they get a basketball team too.
Let's go. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's not bad. Well, go enjoy your weekend with your reunited family, Dan.
Wish me luck. Thank you.
I'm sure it'll be great.
It'll be great.
Yep. It's going to be good. That is Dan Bernstein. You can hear him 9 a.m. until noon every day on The Score. Well, Monday through Friday. He doesn't work Saturdays and Sundays. That would be crazy. I am here until 2 o'clock. We've got a lot to do. I got a lot of great guests that I want to talk to today. Herbie, Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Didn't you want to ask me something about pets?
Do you have a pet? Have you? I know that you don't currently, actually. I do know the answer to that. But have you ever had a pet? Are you an animal
No.
person?
No. Here's what's happened to me. Like, I've never owned a pet, but I do like nature, and I kind of like animals. So what I did, before I moved to this place, the house had rabbits, and okay, I enjoyed being amongst the rabbits, like in the yard, like kind of watching how they interact with each other. And you know, there was one.
You make
and then
it sound
all of a sudden,
like you were embedded, like you were down in the Warren with them, like living as a rabbit for a year. And it's like, this would be some kind of good NPR segment, like meet the Chicago sports radio host who lived with rabbits for a year to study their habits to see what we might learn from them.
We're talking to Chicago journalist Jason Leisure, who spends his time working in the arena of sports. But today, Mr. Leisure is going in a totally different direction when he shares his thoughts about his own pets. Mr. Leisure, thank you so much for joining us. What type of pets do you own and why?
Well, Lawrence, I've never been a pet person, but during the pandemic, I realized how unimportant sports truly are. And that led me to go outside more, where I adopted a family of raccoons.
Make me a bicycle clown!
This hour is brought to you by Four Winds Casino. Yeah. You know what? At some point, I need to talk a little bit about my history with dogs in particular. It's so weird to me. All right, we got time, right, Herbie? I can play around a little bit because we got guests coming up. Paul Sullivan's going to be on the show. I wanted to talk a lot of baseball with him, Cubs, White Sox, and about Kim Ng's hiring down at the Miami Marlins. I know Paul knows her from way back, so I want to talk with him about that. Joe Ostrowski's going to join me at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk about betting this weekend. And this has been the weirdest, like, back and forth between me and a prospective guest that I've ever dealt with. Like, even going back to my days as a producer, we're hopeful Ryan Archie Diacono is going to be on the show at 1:30 today. I can't promise you that, though. It's just been bizarre. It's like, hey, Ryan's available for this thing. Can you talk about the thing? Of course I can talk about the thing that he's doing. That's the quid pro quo of it. Well, what's the interview going to be about? Well, sports. Because, you know, he plays sports and I talk. Never mind. Hopefully at 1:30, Ryan and I are going to hang out and it's going to be fine. If not, we'll figure out some other things to do. So here's my thing. And I don't know if this has happened to you. You might be a pet lover. And if you are, I have some advice for you. And you might be someone who doesn't really like other people's pets. It's like kids. I know plenty of people who love their own children and don't like yours. Nor should they. Nor should they like your children. Because your children are awful. To them. Not to you, because they're your kids. You're used to all of their idiosyncratic ways and all this stuff. When I was a kid, and I'm sure that this plays a role in my reaction to people with dogs and dogs now. There's a lot of loose dogs running around Roseland back in the day. And you'd end up having to run and hop fences and stuff with some of the dogs that would be out. We never had pets like that. I don't know why. I do know why, but I'm not going to tell my father's business about his life with pets when he was growing up. But I've never really been drawn to them. Now, what's weird is I don't hate dogs. And if you find it cute, when I've had friends that have super cute, like really gentle dogs that I enjoy being around. But then there are other people that, like, they want you to love their dog the way that they love their dog. And there's no time for that relationship to happen in the 30 minutes that I'm going to be at your house. So all I'm getting from your dog is your dog's happy and excited and maybe a little tense because I'm a little tense about the dog, and it won't leave me alone. And that's not what I came here for. I didn't come here to babysit your pet. I kind of don't want to hang out with your pet. I want to hang out with you. Like, that's the whole idea. Now, when I went to Leisure's house, I actually did hang out with his pet. He's got a dog named Griffey. That's pretty great. And it was cool. And so I'm telling you the story about the rabbits yesterday on the show because the rabbits and I get along. I don't bother them. They don't bother me. We can sit there and enjoy each other's company without there being any real interaction. I'm looking on the Twitch stream right now, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Herbie, what is it, Pizza Friday in the studio?
Tis Pizza Friday, and Tanny brought us some delicious pequots and a cannoli.
I'm a big fan of pequots because to me, like, if you're going to do the Chicago pizza thing, like, take them to Pequots. I'm not a person that likes pan. I like tavern style. I'm a South Side guy. Like, I like tavern style thin crust pizza. But if I was ever going to leap into pan or deep, it would be at Pequots. Like, take people there. When the national teams come here, the national broadcasting teams come here, go there. There, by the way, pro tip. Pequod's got the fire wings, too. Their wings are fantastic over there. What was I talking about? Dogs? Okay. So listen.
Yeah, you were talking about how much you hate dogs and you're Michael Vick and people are going to...
Right. I'm not Michael Vick. So we did this thing over at NBC Sports Chicago, and Sarah Locke, who is an advocate for dogs, she does incredible stuff. Like, they were like, hey, we're going to give you this puppy and we're going to put it in your hand for, and I'm like, no, you're not. Like, you're not just going to give me, like, put a puppy in my hand. Like, you're supposed to not work with live animals and children. I guess you're probably not supposed to work with dead animals either in show business. I always wonder why it was said that way. And she's like, so you don't like dogs? I'm like, no, I don't like dogs. It's just, don't throw one at me. Like, I'm obviously going to catch it if you throw it at me, but it's not my thing. And people who are dog owners in particular, and this could go for folks that have cats too, but people and dog owners in particular, they don't. Let me not generalize. It has been my experience that they don't respect your space as it has to do with the dog. Like, oh, well, he'll calm down after 10 minutes. Well, great. I'm tense for 10 minutes because your dog won't stop barking and looking at me and licking me in inappropriate places. Am I the only one who feels this way? Are there any pet owners who understand what I'm talking about? Because I know that there's some zealotry that goes on with owning a pet and rescuing a pet. Like, all of that stuff. Is it wrong, Herbie, that I call my bike a rescue bike?
Very much so.
I rescued it. From Blackstone Bicycle Shop.
Don't
I
get started on those people. Ugh.
What people? What people are you talking about?
The whole term rescue is like a self-important thing. You didn't rescue the dog. You adopted the dog. No, you're right, Herb. The dog rescued me. Ugh. God. You self-important jerks. No, you just paid money so you can have that dog. And then you browbeat everybody to be exactly like you. If people want a dog from a shelter or a dog from a breeder, stop making them feel guilty for it.
I mean, doesn't that dog from the breeder need love too? Like, I get why people get frustrated with that. But now that the dog's here, like, now that it's here, it needs someone to love him and take care of him, right? So should I not love and take care of that dog if it's offered to me? This text, okay, thank you. I'm so glad that people understand because I feel like that's one of those opinions that I can't say out loud. And now I've said it over a 50,000-watt radio station. You have to understand, though, like, I marvel at nature, and I think dogs are amazing. I just don't think that And maybe I've seen a couple of dogs where I've been like, man, me and that dog would be friends. Like, I'd like that dog. But I also know that I probably can't take care of one the way that I'd like to. All right, let me read some of your text messages. Don't worry, there is going to be sports on the show. 847 Texas says, dog owner here. I hate when I'm going out of my way to avoid you and you come up anyways to pet my dog, especially during a pandemic. I didn't even think about that. I'm sure that's got to be annoying as hell. Get away from me and my dog.
Yeah, I love dogs. And I know during this period, people don't want to be, you know, having conversations with people they don't know. So I don't know who people just go up and pet random dogs. Back in the day when it wasn't a pandemic, I would at least ask, like, hey, may I pet your dog? And they would say yay or nay, and I would be fine with either one. But people would just come up and pet dogs. That's weird, especially in a pandemic.
708 Texas says, Holmes, I have two dogs, and they're jackasses. I don't know that, but if you say that they are, that's totally fine. I think that it's just a matter of you got to understand that it's a different space. Like, the getting used to it is, it honestly gives me anxiety. And then, like, people be like, well, you know, if you're, the way they frame it, even our boss did this. Even our boss, Rachel, did this, Herbie. The way that people frame it is, well, if you don't like dogs, I can put the dogs away. I don't want to be the person that doesn't like dogs. They're your dogs and it's your house. I'm just saying, could we, if we're going to do the thing where the humans are hanging out with the humans, can we just hang out? And then, like, your dog comes over and it licks my hand, and during the pandemic, like, I don't like, that's nasty to me anyway, and I know a dog's mouth is cleaner than blah, blah, blah. Now I got to go wash my hands, and now I'm in your crib, and it's during the pandemic. That's all I'm saying. Does this make me a bad guy?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have ostracized you already.
I know. Sorry, Heckler Brad. That's my guy. But y'all got like 8 dogs. And they're not all friendly at the same time. This texter says, I agree with you 100% about dogs, and I'm a dog owner. For example, I love my sister-in-law, but I hate her little ankle biter dog with a passion. And she has spoiled that dog ridiculously to the point where I don't even want her to stop to visit. That's bad. That seems like kind of a messed up family dynamic that you got going on too, but I'm not here to judge. 260 Texas says, I've been on both sides of that equation, the pet owner and the overwhelmed visitor. You know what? Thank you, 260 Texter. That's what it is. That's exactly, like, I'm overly stimulated anyway. Like, I'm used to being in locker rooms. I'm used to, like, if you deal with me on a one-on-one or a group basis, like, I'm always moving my head around. I'm always looking around because you're always like, well, what else is going on? I am overwhelmed by the passion of your dog. And when you got them big-ass dogs, like, they can just run you over. And the cat contingent has checked in. This texter says, cats for life. Here's the thing. I could actually see myself with a dog at some point in my life. There's no way in hell I'm letting a cat anywhere near my house. Cats are evil and always plotting your death. Look at them. Look at your cat. Go look at your cat right now. Look at him. Look at her. Look at him. Plotting your death right now. That dog will stay with you through thick and thin.
And Lawrence, cats are scavengers. When you do die and you're not putting out food, that cat will eat you.
You damn right. He's going to eat you. This texter says it perfectly. Cats are literally the worst. I hope I haven't ruined too many friendships.
That's the good thing. This. If you die in your house and you have a dog, that dog will die along with you because it'll starve. It will not eat your body.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
That's why we're getting a dog.
This exercise says, stop spoiling your dogs. Train them. Fair.